Good morning. Welcome to Faith in the Morning. Something good is going to happen to you today, so expect miracles. Thank you for joining me today. Faith in the Morning exists to help you start your day with faith and encouragement, and that's exactly what's going to happen today. So thank you for adding us to your morning routine. Thank you for starting your day with us. Happy Good Friday. It really is a good Friday for us because we remember we're reflecting on what Jesus did for us, and our faith in Jesus and his finished work changed everything in our lives. It changed our trajectory. It changed our eternity. And we'll talk more about that in just a few moments. But as always, let's start our faith in the morning by saying our faith in the morning confession. It's so important to say what God says about us because it renews our mind. It encourages us. It releases our faith and helps us order our life after God's word. So will you say with me? You'll find it in the description on social media as well as in the show notes on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Say it with me now. So I'm the salt of the earth. I'm the light of this world. Jesus said it, so I believe it. I'm a carrier of the glory of God. Today, I will experience the extreme goodness of God. Today, I make myself available for God to show his goodness to others through me. Today, I'm increasing in influence. Today, I will see the goodness of God in my life. Today, something good is going to happen to me, so I expect miracles. Praise God. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. And here's your reminder to make sure you read today's newsletter, because today's newsletter and devotional podcast go hand in hand together. And I want to encourage you to read it. Hebrews chapter 4. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 4 as we start this Good Friday, remembering what Jesus did for us. Hebrews chapter 4. We're going to look at the latter part of the chapter. Notice what it says here. In Hebrews chapter 4, we'll start with verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. One of the things we learned from Hebrews chapter 10, one of the verses we've been looking at in our newsletter devotional this week, is that Jesus' sacrifice, his shed blood, his body made a way for us into the Holy of Holies, to the throne of God, to be able to approach him at any time. That the veil was torn, yes, 2,000 years ago, but the veil was torn represents that we can boldly come to the throne of grace. You're not supposed to tiptoe into the throne of grace. You're supposed to walk to the throne of grace like you belong there, because you do. The blood of Jesus gave you access. The blood of Jesus gave you a right. What we celebrate on this Good Friday is what the sacrifice of Jesus changed for us forever. Yes, we are redeemed from the curse of the law. Yes, our sins have been washed away. Yes, heaven is our eternal home. But because of what Jesus did for us those thousands of years ago, allows us to come boldly to God and ask what we want, ask what we need to make stand on his word and go and live this life in faith. What Jesus did for you gave you access to God. You don't have to go through someone else to get to God. Jesus opened the door and made a highway because of his sacrifice that you can go straight to the throne of God. As it says, let's come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Doesn't matter when the time of need is, doesn't matter how big or small the need is, there is grace and mercy for you and help for you because of what Jesus accomplished on the cross. So I want to encourage you today, whatever it is you're dealing with, turn to God in prayer, because the sacrifice of Jesus gave you access. Talk to God about your need. Talk to God about your desire. Talk to God about how you feel. Talk to God about what you're going through. You have access. Don't walk in there like you don't know you're supposed to be there. Walk to the throne of God, because the blood of Jesus made a way and secured a spot for you, because Ephesians 1 and 2 teaches that we've been seated in Christ Jesus in heavenly places far above all things. Come boldly to the throne of grace today. Don't tiptoe in. I don't care what you did, how many times you made a mistake, how many times you sinned. The blood of Jesus handled that. When you made Jesus your Lord, your sins were washed away. So you need to Let that guilty sin conscience go. As says in Hebrews 10, our conscience has been sprinkled with the blood of Jesus. It's time to believe that you're forgiven. It's time to believe that your sins have been washed away. It's time to believe what the Bible says, that you have access to God. Let's live like a people who actually know what Jesus did for us. Let's live like a people who actually believe that the blood of Jesus was enough. Let's live like a people who actually believe the Holy Spirit lives within us, rests upon us, and enables us to live this life. So choose to live bold today. What I mean by that, boldly go to the throne of grace and stand on God's word. Make your request in faith. And as you make your request, end your request thanking God, because you know he heard you. Because anytime you pray based on his word, you know his word is his will. And you're going to receive an answer according to his word, which is his will. So I want to stir you up today. Get your boldness back. Not because you've done something perfect, but because Jesus was perfect. He shed his blood for you. And because his blood was shed, the Holy Spirit was able to move in and live on the inside of you. So don't be discouraged. Don't be down. Pick your head up and live bold. Bold, believing the promises of God. Bold and confident, knowing that God's going to come through for you. Bold and confident that God's going to turn your situation around. Bold and confident that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken your mortal body. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead will get an active in your life, causing things to turn for you. Be encouraged today. God loves you. He made a way for you through the blood of Jesus. And guess what? You're on the winning side. That's what we said on Monday. Spoiler alert. You're on the winning side. Thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph. We're out of time for today. I love you so much. I want to encourage you to join us tonight for our Good Friday experience. It streams starting at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on all these platforms. Make sure you stream it tonight. I'll see you tonight. I love you so much. Thanks for tuning in for Faith in the Morning. God bless.